The United Nations Climate Change Summit kicked off today. It opened with speeches from President Obama and other world leaders. The summit follows days of marches around the world. A large contingent of those marchers were appealing to an authority that transcends politics. They want closer ties between religion and environmental causes. Over the last 25 years, the Seattle-based group Earth Ministry has been focused on those ties. Jessie Dye is Outreach Director for Earth Ministry. She comes to our studios, and we really appreciate that. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You at Earth Ministries did have a contingent in New York. What have you heard back from them about the marches?
It was a wonderful experience. We had about 20 people from our community. Interfaith Power and Light, which is our national affiliate, had hundreds of people, especially from the East Coast, hundreds of strong faith leaders of all religions. And there were many, many other faith groups, denominations, to where we were a great deal of the march.
It's interesting. You've been working on environmental issues for a couple of decades now, I believe. And I'm curious how it feels in 2014 to work on this as opposed to when you began.
My field is faith-based environmental advocacy, and I cannot tell you how gratified I was to see the faith contingent and the faith presence and the visibility of the moral, spiritual voice at the march on Sunday.
So that wasn't the case when you started this work?
Absolutely not. When Earth Ministry began 25 years ago, there had certainly been thousands of years of teaching about protecting creation, the first words of Genesis, the requirement of stewardship in most religions, in what certainly Christianity, but it had not percolated into the parish level.
Why not?
We had forgotten. We had simply forgotten. And our job at Earth Ministry was to remind people how central this is to our tradition.
I'm speaking with Jessie Dye, Outreach Director of Earth Ministry. So there's your work to expand awareness of this in religious communities, but you're also funneling activists into, I don't want to call it a mainstream environmentalist movement, but a movement that maybe is not focused so much on spiritual beliefs. So how do they view this collaboration, if you will?
Well, absolutely, Marcy. When we first began at Earth Ministry, our role was to preach and teach and work in churches and develop their faith around the concept of caring for this beautiful gift. And when we stepped into advocacy in our first few weeks and I went to environmental meetings, a lot of people looked at me like I was a Trojan horse for creationism.
They expected you to spout something more conservative?
That I was going to be part of the Flat Earth Society and berate them and make their lives very difficult. And there really was some like eye-rolling and concern that I was one of them. But truthfully, within a very short time, they learned that we turn out. When the faith community gets involved in these issues, we have enormous goodwill among our people, and they come to events, and now we're seen as much-needed reinforcements.
Earth Ministry here from Seattle is allied with a national group. It's called Interfaith Power and Light. And I know they organize state-level interfaith action on climate change. I'm curious what specific issues you're working on in Washington State.
Well, in Washington, of course, we're working on coal export, opposing coal export. And now we are dealing with the exploding oil trains of death, as I like to call them. We will be working in the legislative session with faith communities around the state to put a price on carbon. Not sure what form that'll take, but though it was very clear from the march on Sunday that the faith community is now front and center in climate protection.
Our governor in Washington State, Jay Inslee, is very involved in this issue, both has been for a long time. It's something he'd like to see broadened in Washington State. How much does Earth Ministry involve itself with electoral politics, with getting people in office?
We don't do any work in elections. That's not our interest. Our interest is in issues, and our interest is in protecting the gift of creation that God has given us, and in joining faith groups together in an interfaith, multi-faith movement with hard results that will reverse the course of climate change.
You in this movement have gained a very visible new ally. Pope Francis came out earlier this year to say that climate change is a crucial issue for all people of faith. How does the Pope's coming down on your side of the issue, do you think affect what you're doing going forward?
It's a wonderful gift, and I thank God and pray for his life. He chose from his first day the name of Saint Francis, who is the patron saint of environmental protection. He's our patron saint at Earth Ministry, literally. And the truth is that the last two Catholic popes, quite conservative politically, were strong environmentalists. They had excellent teaching from Catholic social teaching on environment, but it was not in the front burner. It was so far back in the pack that it was really not existent. But with Pope Francis, he's taken existing teaching, true teaching, deep, deep church teaching, and moved it to the front. And we expect an environmental encyclical coming quite possibly by Thanksgiving. That will be a strong statement, I'm sure.
Jesse, you and I are speaking on the day that delegates from around the globe are meeting in New York. President Obama spoke at the UN Climate Change Summit. There are politicians from around the world. How do you see what's happening there and what the work that you're doing, I suppose, at the grassroots level, to be really poetic about it? How do you see those two forces moving ahead?
They're both necessary, and they're necessary for each other. It is the grassroots, and the reason for organizing a 400,000 person march in New York City was to let world leaders and especially U.S. leaders know that there is broad support for climate protection. But on the other hand, this will give us energy and heart at the local level to take it to the legislature this winter.
Jesse Dye is outreach director of the Seattle-based Earth Ministry. About 20 Earth Ministry members were in New York marching in advance of the Climate Change Summit. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.